As I mentioned, there is an event coming up this weekend, and it's with a group called Ketchikan Rights. Here to tell us more about that is Shelley Tabb and Lindsay Johnson. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Maria.
Good morning.
So could you start off explaining what Ketchikan Rights is for those unfamiliar with it?
So, I'll go. So Ketchikan Rights is a group of people who are, we are interested in rounding up people in the community and trying to cultivate and create a community of writers. You know, we have this really fantastic arts community and arts, you know, going on in all different mediums. And one thing that we thought, gosh, wouldn't it be great is to, you know, start cultivating writers and then, you know, with the intent to potentially publish, you know, some of those works locally in Ketchikan. So, yeah, the idea of creating a community.
And there have been some meetings and things going on, and now you have a workshop, is that correct, coming up?
That's correct.
Yes, this Sunday from 2 to 4, we're having our first workshop. Now, we do have a series of three workshops. So this one, this first one is a poetry workshop, which is sort of Shelley and I's area of semi-expertise. Yes, that's happening on Saturday, and it's going to be kind of a, I don't know, we've been getting together and talking about it, but we'd like people to bring their pieces if they'd like to talk about them and workshop. We want to go over what a workshop looks like at this meeting, you know, as far as constructive criticism as opposed to really negative criticism, so that everybody's nice, and want to emphasize that this is about fun and not at all a serious, mean, or
right.
Or
don't
like,
it's not scary. It's going to be fun.
Scary, yeah.
Right.
So, are you two leading the workshop? Is that
yes? Yes, we are.
Okay, and people, if you don't have a piece, can you come? Or you should be coming with written poetry. I mean, if someone's kind of shy, maybe new to this, interested in it, but doesn't really have experience with it?
I think that, I mean, I just want to encourage anybody to come. Of course, you know, I think it'll be more productive if you have a couple pieces of poetry, you know, that we can kind of, and the idea of workshopping is that as a group, we get together and kindly critique each other's work and try and find ways to suggest maybe ways to strengthen that work. But if somebody was just merely curious and thought, gosh, what is a poetry workshop like? I'd like to sit and see what that's like. I mean, by all means, you know, come. It's going to be this Sunday from 2 to 4 at First City Players.
Okay.
So,
anything else you wanted to add about the workshop?
Let's see. Yeah, just that I think our philosophy that Lindsay mentioned is that it's not that serious. You know, I think sometimes people have the mistaken idea that poetry or poetry writers are so like deadly serious about their work, and it doesn't have to be. We really just want this to be, you know, a building experience so that people can feel confident about their work. And, you know, ultimately we hope that people will be ready to submit some of their pieces to potentially get, you know, published eventually. So, that would be great.
And Ketchikan Rights will have other events coming up. Is the best way to find out about that through First City Players? Is there a Facebook page,
yes,
or a
we
website
do have,
or something?
We do have a Facebook page. If you look up Ketchikan Rights on Facebook, you'll find us. If you had a specific question and you want to, you know, you could always message us on Facebook as well. But then also ketchikanrights@firstcityplayers.org is the email. And October 7th, there's going to be both a fiction and nonfiction workshop, so from 10 to noon and then noon to 2, it'll be divided. So,
okay, all right. Anything else you want to add? Or
yeah, just like we said, it's meant to be fun, not taken too seriously, and we will come with some examples of like already written poetry, different types of forms, to see like it's not all your Lord Byron. You know, there's a lot of really amazing contemporary poets that are very accessible. So we'll have some examples of that too.
Okay, great. All right, well, thank you very much. And again, coming up this Sunday, that workshop, and you can check out our website, krbd.org, as well. Information is on there.